Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Lesh. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears and after spitting, touched his tongue, and looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Imagine what a closed-off life the deaf man with the speech impediment must have had. I appreciate silence. Standing in the woods among the tall trees and no sound. But I also like hearing birds chirp, dogs bark, children laugh, and crowds cheer. A speech impediment can be terribly limiting. One becomes so self-conscious of the impediment that rather than being made fun of or look foolish, they keep their mouth closed. This man, he wouldn't come forward himself. He had to be brought to Jesus, which is when Jesus worked. First, Jesus sighed. That's an audible exhalation of breath. I don't perceive that Jesus was sighing because he was tired. He was sighing because it was important. It's a part of breathing. God breathed into Adam and Eve and brought them to life. On Good Friday, Jesus breathed his last. Yet he commended that breath to the Lord. "Into your hands I commit my spirit." And just a few days later, on that first Easter evening, Jesus breathed on the disciples and gave them the Holy Spirit. Breathing is important. Jesus sighed and said, "Be opened." Jesus transformed this man's closed-off life. His ears were opened. His tongue was unloosed. With our sin, we realize how closed off we become, especially as we recall the grave danger of our sin, the offenses we have caused, the shame that it brings to us. But we have received the Holy Spirit in baptism, God's gift to us. God opens us up to receive his grace and his mercy. I pray that you are open to what God is doing in your life, loving you from beginning to end, that you are open to the various people you interact with who need a glimpse of Jesus, a kind word, some encouragement in the face of struggle. I pray that you are open to godly discipline as you pick up your cross daily and follow Jesus. I pray that you are open to God's word that is useful for instruction. It is the power of God to salvation, so terribly important for us. Be open to what God is doing in your life. O Lord, let your merciful ears be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and grant that what they ask may be in accord with your gracious will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.